MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 23, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mixture of clouds and sun today, temperatures near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:55 p.m. The city of Beverly continues to investigate the discovery of toxic chemicals at Beverly Airport. Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes today that the chemicals were found in the ground in 2019, and there are still concerns that they could impact the area's water supply. Nearby Wenham Lake is a drinking water supply for Beverly and Salem. The Beverly City Council recently voted to support a request from Mayor Mike Cahill to continue testing in the area. The opioid crisis in Massachusetts is getting worse. The Salem News is reporting today that there were over 2,000 confirmed and estimated opioid-related deaths in 2022. The crisis was especially pronounced among non-Hispanic black residents, for whom overdose deaths increased by 42%. Unionized employees at the Encore Boston Harbor, operated by Wynn Resorts, have voted to authorize a strike as they seek to negotiate a new contract. WCVB-TV reports that contract negotiations began in March. If workers do not reach an agreement, a strike could begin June 30. A husband and wife team in Lynn are both running for office. The Daily Item is reporting today that Michael Satterwhite is running for Ward 1 city councilor, while his wife Andrea Satterwhite is running for the Lynn School Committee. The Shallon Loop Performance Center in Rockport is currently in full swing with the ongoing Rockport Chamber Music Festival. Rockport Music President and CEO Tony Beadle points out that the Performance Center is also involved in helping out local music students and programs.
We do have an incredibly robust education program. And one of our main activities in that regard is we engage musicians and groups to go into the schools. And well, they just don't go in and perform. They go in and they work with the choruses, the musicians, the music department, the teachers. Sometimes they do things with the whole school too. And so we're going into all most of the schools on Cape Ann, and we're trying to make inroads down the path, you might say, and go to some other towns. So that's a big commitment for us, and you know, costs money, and bringing in the musicians and everything. But it's part of our operating budget and our mission. So there's just a lot of great things are going on that you don't hear as much about. But that's one of them.
That's Rockport Music President and CEO Tony Beadle. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Twins yesterday, 6-0. They open up a series in Chicago tonight against the White Sox. The Celtics traded away Marcus Smart earlier this week. Last night, they drafted Arkansas freshman guard Jordan Walsh. Triton has a new head football coach. He is Paul Sobolewski.
I know that the Cape Ann League is a very good, competitive league, rich in tradition. You have so many great programs, North Reading, Amesbury, Newburyport, you know, the list goes on and on. And it was just really appealing to me to get back to a program that carries three levels of football, freshman, JV, varsity, and a program that seems to be on the rise right now. So it was I felt like it was a pretty good fit for me.
Sobolewski has been a head coach for 17 years. Last season, he was at Lowell Catholic. Details in a separate post here on our website. In other coaching news, Bishop Fenwick has hired alum Alexis Bedard to take over their volleyball program. The Aganis All-Star Games begin this weekend. On Sunday, it's the opening ceremony at 9 a.m. at Manning Field in Lynn. Then, Sunday afternoon, the ceremony will be followed by girls lacrosse at Manning Field at 11, followed by the boys lacrosse game at 1 o'clock. At neighboring Fraser Field, the softball game will begin at noontime, followed by the Aganis All-Star Baseball game with a 2 p.m. first pitch. Who was Harry Aganis? This is Paul Halloran, the executive director of the Aganis Games, on Harry Aganis.
Harry Aganis was a tremendous athlete at Lynn Classical High School, football, basketball, baseball. Went to Boston University when Boston University was a football powerhouse. was likely going to be the first round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns. In those days, the baseball draft was territorial, meaning the teams in the teams had the first crack at the players in their area. So Aginis knew that if he went the baseball route as opposed to football, that he would go to the Red Sox. He was a child of a single mother in Lynn, and he went to the baseball route for that reason, knowing that he would be playing in Boston instead of Cleveland. He took sick during the 1955 season. He was hitting 300 as the starting first baseman. Went in the hospital, came out of the hospital, went on a road trip, and then had to come home to go in the hospital again, and unfortunately died what amounts to a blood clot. You know, nowadays it would be take some blood thinners and you'll be fine, but, you know, medicine in 1955 wasn't quite what it is in 2023. So he died in 1955. He was only 28, I believe.
Paul Halloran. Again, the award ceremony is Sunday morning at 9. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, everybody. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.